Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouse and with our children. So the name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Halim, which means the one who has the most forbearance, or the one who grants clemency. What does that mean, to have forbearance or to grant clemency? We see that when we explore the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we begin to understand that there are many names that mean the one who grants forgiveness or the one who gives forgiveness. You know, we have the name of Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar, and several other names. And we see that those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that speak to us of forgiveness are many different shades of the concept of forgiveness. And when we think of the one who grants forbearance, it means the one who patiently awaits us who have sinned or who have committed wrong to ask for that forgiveness. And so how do we incorporate forbearance or clemency in our own relationships? Many times when we are wronged, or when someone hurts us, or when a spouse says a spiteful word, or a child acts out or is disrespectful, we request from that person to apologize right away. So we may say sorry now. Why are you not saying I'm sorry? Ask for forgiveness. And we want that immediate response where the person recognizes that they've done something wrong and that they ask for that forgiveness. But the reality is that sometimes the ego needs for us to step back a little bit. And as much as we try so hard to control our egos, to not allow our egos or our arrogance to get the best of us, at times when we hurt someone, when we wrong someone, it takes a little bit of time for us to recognize that wrong. It takes a little bit of time for us to be able to approach the person that we've wronged and ask for that person's forgiveness. When we are in the position of the one that is wronged, granting forbearance or having forbearance or granting clemency means that we step back a little bit and we realize that this person will recognize that they have wronged us. This person will recognize that they have hurt us, and they will come back and apologize, or they will seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also hopefully seek forgiveness from the one that they have wronged. But that takes time. And so having forbearance means having that patience, having that ability to step back and recognize that it may not be on our time that someone asks for forgiveness or apologizes. It may just be on the time that it takes them to realize the wrong they've done, to realize that they've hurt us, to come back and to apologize. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Halim, grants us all that sense of forbearance in our relationships with our spouse and with our children, so that we can be patient, so that we can understand where they are coming from, even when they may hurt us with an unkind word or acts in a way that is disrespectful. So Jazakum Allahu Khair. I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.